Marigold and the Wallet. It was terrible news. Omar told Earl that Marigold had been arrested, and she was going to the jail. The sheriff had taken her in himself. Omar had seen the sheriff holding her. Earl asked, "Marigold? How could they arrest Marigold? What did she do?" Omar shook his head. "They say that she stole the wallet of Mr. Spinmeister and had taken the money." "No," said Earl, "not Marigold. She would never do that." Omar said, "But that's what Mr. Spinmeister said, and the sheriff found the money in her coat." "Has anybody talked to her?" said Earl. "Not yet, but you probably should go visit her. I'm sure she's upset." With that, Earl trotted off to the center of town to the jail to visit Marigold. There were a lot of people down there visiting one another, but eventually Earl was able to talk to a deputy sheriff, and they said he could talk to Marigold since she was a friend of his. They brought out Marigold and watched her carefully. She sat down next to Earl, and Earl saw that she had been crying. "Marigold, what happened? Why are you here?" She shook her head. "It's not my fault," she said. "I didn't do what they said I did." "But tell me the story," said Earl. And Marigold said, "It's a simple story. I was working, as I usually do in the afternoon for the master mechanic, and I came out the main door, and I was walking down the street, and Mr. Spinmeister then came by me, bumped me a little bit, and I said, 'Excuse me.' He barely looked at me. I never really liked Mr. Spinmeister." "No," said Earl, "me neither." "And he walked on very quickly, but as I watched him, his wallet fell out from his coat right on the ground, not far from in front of me. So I picked it up and ran after him, but he had already turned the corner of the street. I shouted out, 'Mr. Spinmeister,' but he didn't hear me." "Well, that sounds like a nice thing to do. Why would they arrest you for that?" "Because when I came around the corner, there was Mr. Spinmeister talking to the sheriff, and he was waving his arms and saying his wallet had been stolen. I heard part of that, and I held it up, and before I could say anything, he pointed directly at me and shouted at the sheriff, 'There she is. She's the one who stole my wallet.' And I said, 'No, I'm trying to give it back.' But the sheriff was coming at me and he said, 'Is that the gentleman's wallet, miss?' Of course, I held it in my hand. And I said, 'Yes.' And Mr. Spinmeister said again, 'She stole it from me. I'm glad you caught her.'" By this time, the policeman had me by the arm, and I kept saying, "No, I was returning it. I hadn't stolen it." The policeman looked confused, and I thought he was going to let me go, but when he handed the wallet to Mr. Spinmeister, Spinmeister opened it and said, "All the money's missing. I think she's got it." And again he pointed to me. The sheriff looked at Mr. Spinmeister, and then looked at me, and Mr. Spinmeister said, "Look in her coat pocket. You'll probably find it there." When the sheriff reached in my coat pocket, where I was sure he would find the small wrench that I carry to work each day, he pulled out not the wrench, but a wad of money. Mr. Spinmeister said, "There, I told you." The sheriff asked me, "What are you doing with all this money, miss?" And I said, "That's not my money." But he just nodded, handed the money to Mr. Spinmeister, and said, "I had to go with him to the jail." "Whoa," said Earl. "But how did the money get in your pocket?" "I don't know," said Marigold. "I don't have very much money. There was a whole wad of it in my coat pocket. I was sure that the only thing in my coat pocket was that small wrench. But they don't believe me. That's why they have me here, for stealing Mr. Spinmeister's wallet and taking his money." "Earl, you need to go and tell the master mechanic that I've been arrested, and I won't be able to come to work or even go to school. But it is all a big mistake. He's got to help me." Earl agreed with her, and Earl told Marigold he'd do it right then. He ran into the village to find the master mechanic. He was in his laboratory working away, a large eyeglass over one eye that magnified the small machine he was working on. Earl burst in. "Master mechanic," he said, "there's been terrible news. Marigold has been arrested." The master mechanic looked up, took the eyepiece out, and said, "Not Marigold. Not my assistant. What could they have arrested her for?" Earl said, Yes, she's been arrested. She's been arrested for stealing a wallet and taking the money that was in it. Says who? Demanded the master mechanic. The spinmeister called the sheriff, and when she was trying to give the wallet back to him, he said that she had stolen it, said Earl. An expression like a cloud went across the master mechanic's face. The spinmeister? I should have known. The master mechanic shook his head, and Earl asked him, what was the matter? What could they do about Marigold? Then the master mechanic explained to Earl what was really going on. That afternoon, the spinmeister had come to visit the master mechanic and again had wanted him to give him the melodic harmonizer. I told him, said the master mechanic, no, it's a machine that makes everybody happy, and I knew that he was going to use it for a no good purpose. But the spinmeister said he needed it and that he would pay me handsomely. Again, I told him it was not for sale. We use it for the river festivals and things like that, not to get kids on boats or trick them to go to the City of Smoke. And that's when the spinmeister told me that one day he was going to get that machine and that I'd be happy to give it to him. But the spinmeister just makes up things to tell people, so I just didn't pay any attention to what he was saying. But Marigold was there, and so I introduced her to the spinmeister and told her in front of him that if he ever came around again, that we were to keep the melodic harmonizer locked up. That made the spinmeister mad, and he stalked out of the laboratory. But good riddance to him, I thought, and we went back to work. But now I see what he's done. What? Said Earl. What he's done is tricked the sheriff into thinking that Marigold, who works for me, was a thief. And now what the spinmeister is going to do is try to trade Marigold for a melodic harmonizer. How is he going to do that? Said Earl. He's going to say that she should get out of jail if I give him the harmonizer. Oh, said Earl. So you will give it to him? I guess I have to if we're going to get her out of jail, said the master mechanic. But then he'll have the machine, said Earl. Yes, said the master mechanic. He will have the machine. But we can't leave Marigold in jail. No, said Earl, we can't. The two of them sat there for a moment as the master mechanic thought about what evil the spinmeister would do with the harmonizer, and Earl thought about how Marigold had taken a job with the master mechanic so that she could have a little money. And when she suddenly found a lot of money in her pocket, she wished she didn't have it. As they thought about those things, an idea occurred to Earl. Earl explained the idea to the master mechanic, who listened carefully, and after he had explained it, the master mechanic nodded and said, Earl, that might work. Okay, I'll work on getting the harmonizer ready, and you go and find the spinmeister and tell him I will trade the harmonizer to get Marigold out of jail. Earl nodded and left to find the spinmeister. Earl went to the fields outside of town where the colorful wagon of the spinmeister was parked and where he lived. Earl found him and told him that he'd been sent by the master mechanic. The master mechanic was ready to give him a melodic harmonizer, but only if he got Marigold, his assistant, out of jail and returned her to the laboratory. The spinmeister didn't seem surprised to see Earl, and he didn't seem surprised by the idea that he was suddenly going to get a melodic harmonizer. Certainly, he said, I can do that. That little girl shouldn't have stolen my money, but I'm happy to overlook that if I'm going to get a melodic harmonizer. Later that afternoon, there was a knock on the laboratory door. Earl was waiting with the master mechanic when Mr. Spinmeister came in. With him came the sheriff and Marigold. Do you have a melodic harmonizer for me? Said the spinmeister to the master mechanic. Right here, said the master mechanic, patting the machine. You can take it with you. With that, the spinmeister turned to the sheriff and said, I'm a forgiving man, officer. I'm sure this little girl didn't mean to take my wallet and steal my money. Anyway, I got the wallet and the money back. Please, let her go. The sheriff nodded, took off the handcuffs from Marigold, who rubbed her wrists, and moved away from both the sheriff and the spinmeister. The spinmeister looked at the master mechanic. Now, I have to tell you, said the master mechanic, this is an experimental machine. There's only one like it, and I can't guarantee that it will work perfectly. That's okay, said the spinmeister. I don't need it to work perfectly. Just demonstrate that it works now. The master mechanic nodded and poked the small blue button on the harmonium. Wonderful music filled the room of the laboratory. Earl heard his favorite song, but it was so much better than he had heard it before. Everybody heard their favorite song. No one moved. Everybody stood still and listened. Then the master mechanic hit the brown button and the machine stopped. It was as if they all came out of a dream. There you go, said the master mechanic. Great, said the spinmeister. I'll take it with me now, and you can keep the little girl. No, said Marigold. Master mechanic, don't give him that machine. You know he's a bad man, and he'll use it for bad purposes. That's okay, said the master mechanic. I'm glad to have you back, Marigold. And pushed the machine towards the spinmeister. The spinmeister lifted the small machine, put it in his knapsack, and walked out. Earl, Marigold, and the master mechanic watched him go. Marigold turned to the master mechanic and said, Thank you for getting me out of jail, but I'm so sorry that you had to give up your wonderful machine. Don't worry, said the master mechanic. I can always build another one. And anyway, Earl had an idea. The next day, Earl went to the edge of town, and the spinmeister and his colorful wagon were gone. Maybe he had used the melodic harmonizer to gather kids together and take them to his ship, and then down the river to the city of smoke. He hoped he wouldn't get too far, but he didn't know. It wasn't until in the late afternoon that he met his friend Frankie, who was trudging up from the river. Earl asked him where he'd been. Frankie said, It's unbelievable. I was down by the river early this morning, and I heard the most wonderful music, and I just followed it. And I saw the spinmeister with his painted wagon, and he was helping all sorts of my friends get onto his ship. They were listening to the music and said they were all going to go to a wonderful place, the City of Smoke. As I listened to the music, I decided I wanted, too, to go to the City of Smoke. So I got on the ship. We were about to leave the dock, but there were so many kids coming, the spinmeister decided to wait. And so he pulled out all these blankets, and he told us that we were going to stay overnight and sleep on the ship. He was going to give us dinner of hot dogs and ice cream. It was a fun idea, but we didn't sleep very well. Why not, said Earl? Because after dinner, the harmonium started to play music that was, well, strange and kind of spooky. Some kids complained. The spinmeister fiddled with it, and then it would stop and start playing good music again. But then the spooky music would start again, and even more kids complained. The spinmeister kept working the machine, but he couldn't fix it. It would play music at random times, and it was getting stranger and louder. It kept us all up. We would wake up and go to sleep and wake up because the music would be loud or soft or harsh or strong, and we were all very tired, but the machine kept going on and off. So then what happened, said Earl. Well, it was so annoying that by the early morning, the spinmeister, who had been working on the machine almost all night, got really angry. He got so angry that he took a hammer from his toolbox and started banging on the machine, which didn't help it at all. But after he smashed it several times, it did stop playing. I think he broke the machine. At least it didn't make any more noise. At least then we could finally sleep. But I was very tired, and so was everybody else. When we woke up in the morning, I decided that going to the City of Smoke wasn't such a good idea. And lots of other kids also thought they would like to stay at home. I think everybody left except the spinmeister, who was trying to put pieces of the machine together they had broken with a hammer. I think all that spooky music that it played at night made him a little crazy. Earl nodded. Machines will do that. Then Frankie said, Did you hear that Marigold was arrested? Yes, said Earl. I did, but The master mechanic got her out. They said that she stole a man's wallet and took his money. No, said Frankie. Marigold wouldn't do that. No, said Earl. But it happened just outside the laboratory of the master mechanic. Huh, I think I saw that happen, said Frankie. It was a trick. I was walking behind this guy, the man that had the ship. I saw him come up from behind Marigold and then bump into her. And as he did, I was surprised to see that he put something in her pocket. And she didn't even notice because he had bumped her. I thought, that's odd. I wonder what that was. But I didn't think any more about it. Ah, said Earl. That must be when he put the money in her pocket. He put money in her pocket? Yes, but it wasn't money that she wanted, said Earl, and thought to himself, just like the Spinmeister, probably didn't want the melodic harmonizer that he had gotten. The end.